It's that man again, it's that man again, it's the Tommy Handley is here.
His roving eye will surely spy some keyhole into which he can pry.
Another pride and joy, Mrs. Handley's boy, for it's useless to complain when trouble's brewing, it is doing the man again.
Oh, gee, I don't know what's happened to the boss. He said he was going out for the meat. Gee, it's the boss riding on a fox.
Hello, Sam. How are you? Well.
Gee, boss, I didn't know you could ride a fox.
Well, I had to, Sam. I couldn't get a taxi.
Oh, I'd like to ride one of those.
All right, Sam, I'll get you one. Foxy? No, too late. He's engaged. He's got his tail down. You know, every time I wear my bearskin coat, I'm followed by the hounds. It's not fur.
Did you come through the cops, boss?
Don't mention cops, Sam. They're after me, too. I must get out of here.
You better read your letters first, boss.
No, Sam, I've just read The Romance of a Roly-Poly Pud, and I didn't like the end.
Well, why not, boss?
There was no jam in it. You read them. Go on.
I have, boss.
What?
There's one from a Harris headmaster, hoping you'll help him handle the whole of his establishment, unhappily hampered by harmful hoboes, hindering the harmonious atmosphere of his academy.
Well. Now, Sam, how many public schools can you think of, beginning with H, in 10 seconds from now?
Oxford, Heaton, and Rugby.
You've forgotten the easiest one, Sam.
What's that, boss?
Arrow. Now, give me that letter and let me read it. Hello, it's from a schoolmaster, all right. Smells of shag, snuff, and dictation. What's it say? Dr. Smax Kester. Handout hall, stinging palms, hurts. Dear Mr. Handley, he must have written this with his thumb. I can't read a word.
Shall I get him on the phone, boss?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute, Sam. It says, between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m., ring Stumbling Duck and ask for Alf. Yeah, that'll be the headmaster. Get on to Dr. Smax at once.
Hello, Tommy.
Dr. Smax?
Not me, he doesn't.
You don't know what you're missing. Is that the stumbling duck?
I'm a duck, but I don't stumble.
Wait till you fall for me in the blackout. Are you attached to the school?
Yes, very.
Well, what's your job?
It's a bit sticky sometimes.
Sticky, eh? Has your father got red hair?
Yes.
Ah, Ginger Pop. Now I know who you are. You're Sophie Tuckshop, the sweetheart of the classes. I'll see you down there. Get the headmaster, Sam.
Sure, boss.
Any rats or mice?
Yeah, plenty.
Blimey, I'm off.
Any rats or mice? What do you think I made all these holes for? You know, I'd like to do something for that school. I know, I'll write a song called I'm Longing for a White Blackboard and sing it at Christmas.
Oh! Guten Tag, meine Friend.
Ah, oh, Tag und Rock, nie verbrennt.
You remember me, hein?
Yes, you're my favorite German spy, Clammy Hands. What have you got in that black bag? A white flag?
Nein. No. Some nice bonbons for your dear little kinder.
Oh, bonbons, eh? You what? You mean cordite crackers? I suppose if I pull them, they blow the place up.
Yeah, that was the idea.
I see. Well, I'm not having that kind of crime here.
Crime here. Crime here.
That's it.
Oh, that was so good. You will have your little show. Heil Hitler.
I will have a little shop. Hi, Hoban. Oh, yeah. You know, he's so dumb, he thinks a non-Aryan is a bald caterpillar. Now, where's that headmaster? Oh, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Dr. Smax, headmaster of handout here. Is that you, Handley? Let go my gown faucet.
It's me, Smax. Take off the collar, Sam.
Yeah, my school's getting a bit out of hand, Handley. Don't tear my coat, Cumley.
I'll put that right. Rip off my shirt, Sam.
Yeah, can you come down at once? Stop swinging on my bracelet, thanks.
I'll catch the first train. Take off my vest, Sam. Well, that's off my chest anyway. Now, I wonder what sort of a place he keeps. Sounds like a strip poker school. We'll go and see. I'll take the whole staff with me. Hello, somebody's at the door, Sam. Pass me my tie, it might be a man.
It's Mr. What's-his-name.
Oh?
He said he just had a week's holiday in Scotland.
Oh, well, tell him to come in, Sam, and if he's brought Heather with him, tell her to wait outside.
Oh, who are you today, Mr.
Fine. Aren't you, Mr. James?
Hey. I'm just back from Bonnie.
Bonnie Blackbest?
No.
Oh.
Bonnie.
Bonnie, is he?
No. Bonnie.
Edinburgh?
Hey.
I am.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you get that?
Oh, it's all part of the... I should put that... How's the weather up there?
Oh, Brahman. Every next was bro.
Brach, woonlach.
Next?
That's right. Did you meet any old up there?
Hey, I met your old friend, Sandy...
Sandy Cove?
No. Sandy...
Sand in my shoes?
No, Sandy...
Will Five?
Hey, do you know he kens you fine? Hey. Oh, well, I must gang a wall.
Aye, gang a wall. Sam, he left his haggis on the hat stand. Stick my pea shooter in it and I'll play it. That was Call Me Skirly, Mother Dear, by P. Brock. Now, Sam, what is it?
Boss, that old gardener wants to speak to you.
Which gardener?
The one who makes a noise like a cow.
Whoop! What do you mean, Mr. Moodleton? Well, send him in.
Here he is, boss.
Oh! Oh, you be finished with job. You owe me 10 bob.
There's no cash in till, so I can't pay your bill.
Whoop! When money be tight, Shepherd's delight.
I've got a new job for you, school gardener. That's what you're going to be. You're going to ring the Canterbury bells at 9 o'clock every morning.
Oh, if weather be wet, what do we get?
Well, I'll give you a bob a week, mortarboard and lodging, a cake of soap, and bring your own trowel.
Oh!
As we say in our parts. Well, now we better be off. Get a shatter, Sam. We'll all go down together.
Oh, but surely you're taking me, Tommy.
Well, if it isn't a 12-inch ruler in rugger shorts. Of course you must come, Charles. By the way, you specialise in good music, don't you?
Yes, Tommy.
All right, then you can be the cook.
Oh, well, I've been a music master at several schools.
Ah, that's why you've got corns on your curriculum.
Oh.
Now, what can you play to show up?
Well, Arthur Sanford's has arranged Chrysler's Tambourine Chinois.
Say it again, Charlie.
Tambourine Chinois.
Tambourine Chinois. That's double scotch to me. Well, Chin Chin, take it away.
Thank you.
That watermelon you saw bobbing up and down was Arthur Sanford taking a bow. Come in.
I believe, Mr. H, you ordered a chariot to take you to the Academy of Erudition.
You're talking very Portland Place, Percy. You've been frightened by an announcer. Here, I did order Charabang.
Then, Mr. H, lo and behold, it's outside.
All right, Mr. P, lo and behold, bring it in.
I hardly like to mention it, Mr. H, but the driver, to coin a phrase, what's the dough first?
Oh. Must have driven me before. Well, you're good at coining things. Coin a few fares.
Yes. Now, shall I tell him you've got priority?
No, no. I've got over that. I've been to the doctor's.
Well, now, lo and behold, I'll go.
Well, lo and behold, to coin a phrase, hop it. This is a bit awkward. If I give the driver a check, it might bounce back and break the windscreen.
Can I take my seat now, sir?
No. Leave it in the shadow, Mrs. Mop. It'll do to sit on. And don't dilly-dally with the driver.
Oh, I can see the red light, sir.
You little amber caution. Now, how would you like to be matron of the school I'm going to take over?
Would I have to bath the boys and tuck them in at night, sir?
Yes, and you may have to tuck in the headmaster's whiskers as well.
Oh, as you mean, sir.
Well, you see, sometimes he puts them inside to keep his chest warm. Sometimes he leaves them out to make the boys laugh.
Oh, sir, that'll be a ticklish job.
Are you fond of children?
You bet I am. I love them all. I love to take them on my knee.
Do you? You could get the whole school on those knees of yours. Do you believe in corporal punishment?
Oh, no, sir. Give me a sergeant every time.
You rascal.
I brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it? It looks like an Eton jacket full of mincemeat.
Oh, no, sir. It's a bit of the Borders blancmange. TTFN.
PBFW.
What's that, sir?
Produced by Frances Worsley. Oh, she'll make a marvellous matron. If she sees the kids running about in bare feet, she won't half give them socks. Well, now I'd better take my own stationery, so I'll go up on the roof and get some slates.
Now and behold, Mr. H, I've done it.
Done what, Percy? Coined a phrase?
Oh, no, sir. I've squared the driver.
Squared the driver? Well, thank heavens for that. He was always looking round. Will he take the band as well?
The band, sir? To coin a phrase, not likely.
Well, to phrase a coin, we'll toss for it. Lend me a pound note. Now, which hand is it in?
Yours.
That's right. Well, they've lost, so they'll have to walk in front.
Yes, you'll pardon me, sir, but I don't fancy Mr. Shadwell as drum major.
Oh, I don't know. When he gets tired of waving the stick can wave him. Well, now we must get cracking.
Ah, Dr. Randall Kane, have you got room for me in your ducky seat?
Ducky seat? I'm keeping that for my secretary, Miss Quack. Now, so-so, you can be the English master. Now, I'll give you a test. What's the English for skeppy?
Macaroni.
That's right. Now, do you know the Italian for Sicily?
Yes, Cotnage.
Precisely. Well, now you're entitled to wear an old school eye tie. Have you ever been a teacher?
Oh, yes, I have taught in a young lady, Semolina.
Semolina? Is that where you learned to milk puddings? What did you teach?
Physical jokes.
Physical jokes? What do you mean, bending their funny bones?
No. Also, I coached them in hooky.
Oh, I played hooky when I was at school. Anything else?
Yes, I taught the science of face aches.
Face aches? After new neuralgia. Well, you'll find boys easier to teach than girls.
Are there any lady teachers on the stoop?
No, they never touch it. On the stoop? You'll find lots to do, so-so. I'm going to run the school on new lines, in fact, 100 lines. I'm going to give each boy a hammer, and he can break up when he likes.
In your hands, Mr. Academley, it will become the finest public house in the country.
he's always monkeying about with the language. I think he talks King Kong's English. Well, now we must go. Have you got everything for the school, Sam? Conkers, catapult, comic paper, and a bottle of scotch?
Sure, boss.
Then right away for Handout Hall.
Thank you.
Here we are, boss.
We can't be there yet, Sam. We've only had one game of pontoon.
But here's the gate, boss.
Oh.
I don't like what's written on it.
What's this? Tommy Handley's a big... I say, Sam, I've never seen it spelt that way before. Drive on, quick. We'd better walk, Sam. The boys have mined the road.
What a reception.
Well, here we are, Sam. Here, ring the bell and we'll all run away.
Well?
He did it.
What do you want?
Dr. Smash.
He's having a lay down.
Lay down? He must have been caning the bottle.
Who wants him?
Well, tell him Tommy's here.
Who?
Handley.
Who?
Itmar. Haven't you ever heard it?
Yeah, it's last Monday.
That's Monday night at Itmar. Hello, what's all this?
Here, don't be a squirt, Wigram. Give me back my Tommy gun.
Not lightly. I'm keeping you to have a pot at old Handler.
Gosh, I believe that's him. Let him have it.
Duck, Sam. Quack, 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 quack. Drake's gone west.
Or fetch the head. In here, quick.
Right. Ah, this will be the headmaster's study. Look, he's got a West of May bust. I mean the bust of May West. 14 pin-up girls and a wine list. I see he's been correcting the homework, too. He's got a shilling each way Pons Asinorum. And here to come Gertie's garter. He doesn't know much about horses, Sam.
Gee, he's got a big bookcase, boss.
Well, open it and see if it's got a bound copy of Big Ego.
Sure, boss.
The Dickens.
What is it, boss? Ink?
Well, it's marked fountain pen beer. Let's fill up, Sam. Come on.
Murdoch, you're a stinker, putting putty in my pipe.
You wait till Handley finds a hedgehog in his bed.
You know, I'm going to like this place. I wonder where the head is.
Here you are, Mr. Handley. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I was taking the upper form in astronomy.
Well, that's better than taking chloroform for gastronomy. You've got a very flourishing school here, Dr. Smax.
Yes, but we keep losing boys and things.
Sam? Sam, put a chain on my chewing gum, will you?
Now I want you to carry on for a while. The school needs a new spirit.
New spirit? Well, I can get you a new one at £3 a bottle.
Before you take over, perhaps you'd like to look around. This way.
Caught you again?
Just one of little Chris's practical jokes.
Little Chris?
Mm-hmm.
The name sounds familiar.
Yes, his father's a clown or something.
I bet that's Comical Chris's kid. Has he got a red nose?
Yes.
It runs in the family.
Now, here is the art room.
Ah.
Excuse, please, mister.
Well, if he doesn't muster for deco. What the hell Alamania are doing here?
Oh, please, mister. You buy saucy school book. Very rummy. Oh, lummy.
Well, what is it? An arithmetic book full of lovely figures. You supply the school?
Oh, yes, mister. Sell guns to son. Very catty. Very pulpy.
Oh. Where'd you get your elastic from? Don't tell me. You won't tell me, will you?
No.
All right. Now go away. I don't want any.
All right. Mister, look. Very saucy snap of school sports. Very wicked. You have to take it.
No. You haven't got a picture of the German master tumbling down the steps.
No.
Hooray! Hey.
No.
Then hop it.
Pity. All right. I go. I come back.
If he'd only come back on bonfire night, he'd make a great guy. A great guy.
We're very fond of music here. This is the music room.
Ah.
This is our leading boy singer, Booth.
Not youngster Booth, the rising treble.
Unfortunately, his voice is breaking.
Oh, well, never mind that. Let him have a crack.
Oh.
It's breaking, Sam. Get the sticking plaster. Try again, Sonny. That boy would make a wonderful busker. He could do two cues at once. Who did that?
Got him yet, Vic. One up to me.
Love it. They're blowing bumblebees through pea shooters. I'm going to like this place. Now, where do you keep the cane, Doctor?
I never strike the boys. Only in self-defense.
Oh, I see.
How's our school orchestra? What would you like to hear first?
The finale.
Boys... play our school song.
Terrible, terrible. Let me conduct them. I'll put a head in it. Give me a bottle, I'll make them hick. Sounds a bit flat. Lummy, there's a kitten in the corner. Anyway, that reminds me of my own school. I can see myself now in my little shorts at the fifth form of St. Tommy Nick's. Well, now, I want to interest the boys in ballad singing, so I brought my singing master, Professor Jack Cooper. He's an RFFH.
What's that, boss?
A refugee from Fred Hartley. What I don't know about singing, he doesn't either. What are you going to sing, Jack?
An old English ballad called The Pretty Flower Boy.
Oh, is that a companion song to Smock Gets in Your Eyes?
Well, it's in modern dress anyway.
As I was a-walking one morning fair in spring, I heard a pretty damsel so sweetly to sing. And as she was a-singing, these words I heard her say, there's no life like the plowboys in the sweet month of May. There's a lark in the morning, she rises from her nest, and she mounts the white air with dew on her breast. And like the pretty plowboy, she whistles and she sings, and at night she will return to her nest back again. When the day's work is over that he has got to do, perhaps to some wake or fair he'll go, and with his sweetheart he'll dance, and maybe he will sing, and at night he will return to his own home again. Good luck to each plowboy, wherever he may be. He'll take a pretty girl to sit on his knee. With a jug of ale beside him, he'll whistle and he'll sing. For a plowboy is as happy as a prince or as a king.
And now perhaps you'd like to see over the matron's quarters.
Well, she'd be rather cut up about it, wouldn't she?
You like Miss Hep. Here's her room.
Oh, just a minute. Is she alone?
Yeah, I think so. Why?
Well, there's a distinct perfume of Californian garlic. Let's peep in.
Ah, Signorina, you are so charming. You are wasted in this damp.
I thought so. It's Dino Gallivanting.
Oh, go on. You've said that to lots of girls.
Oh, no, I am not a flute.
And he wants another hole in his face, and he would be.
But you are so beautiful. Come, fly with me.
What do you think I am, a bird?
Go on, show him your web feet.
Matron, this is Mr. Henley who's taking over for me.
Tommy Henley. Looks promising.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine.
But what has he got that I have not got?
Real teeth and a number 8 battery. I'll go over your books with you in a moment, Mason. Mrs. Mupp would like a word with you, too.
What, that old battle axe? I'll tell her where she gets off.
And who do you think you are? I tell you, Mr. Henley put me in charge. Flighty puss.
You mind your own, you stuffy old has-been.
What's that? If I'm a has-been, you're a never-wasser. I've been looking after boys all my life.
That's why she's suffering from a stiff neck.
No one can sack me. I know too much.
Yes, more than's good for you.
Get me a ringside seat, Sam.
And if I'm not mistaken, I know something about you.
That's enough and too much. Another word from you and I'll...
End of round one. Run away, Mrs. Mupp, and shell the peas. Hello, ducks.
Hello, handsome.
Hey?
I said handsome.
No, handsome. Taxi!
Where to, sir?
Oh, go away. I'm only fooling.
The boys are ready to welcome you with a school anthem.
Oh, well, I'd like to address them first.
boys, your new headmaster.
Now, boys, as your new headmaster, I must say one thing to you. Now, don't be frightened of me on account of my drooping Roman nose. Because you know what I'm going to do?
Turn it up.
That's right. No good, Sam. I'll have to sing the school song. Give me an A. Whoa, as they sing in our parts. If it's learning your art, our dear alma mater will give it to you in large lumps. But we think that schooling, apart from our fooling, is only the refuge of chumps. So pass the old tankards along and join in our old college song. Oh, what an academy. Oh, nobody cares. We're fed up with stuff and we never learn nothing. Get up them stairs. As your new headmaster, my knowledge is faster than any you've had here before. I'll teach you all poker, and no tapioca shall evermore stick to your jaw.
So pass the old wallop along and join in the old college song.
Oh, what an academy. Oh, nobody cares. We're fed up with stopping. We never learn nothing. Oh, get up them stairs.
You've been listening to Tommy Henley in ITMA with Horace Percival, Fred Yule, Dorothy Summers, Sidney Keith, Dino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Brian Herbert, and Gene Capel. The singer, Jack Cooper. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script and lyrics by Ted Kavanagh. And PBFW produced by Francis Worsley.